And last month, voters in Ohio okayed a statewide smoking ban in workplaces and indoor public gathering spots. Now truckers are fuming because the law is being applied to the cabs of their semis. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
Elizabeth Decker is a trucker and a smoker, and she's one Ohioan who's vowing to keep smoking on the job.
Basically, I live in that truck. I have no apartment, and if that's my home, I'm going to smoke in it. They haven't banned smoking in people's houses. Me and my fiance here are both smokers. We breathe each other's smoke. No one else is in that truck to be hurt by it.
Some companies have 40% of their drivers. Some have up to 75% of their drivers who smoke.
That's Larry Davis, who heads the Ohio Trucking Association. He worries that telling so many Ohio truckers they may not smoke will send them to trucking jobs in neighboring states. But a leader of the campaign that convinced voters to okay the ballot issue claims that truckers are overreacting. Tracy Sabetta says smoking truckers won't be hassled.
We're not going to have health inspectors climbing up into the cabs looking for someone who's smoking. This is a complaint-driven system. If no one is complaining that the smoke is in that cab with that one particular trucker, then there's not going to be a citation.
But while Sabetta says health groups that pushed for the new law didn't intend for it to apply to truck cabs with single drivers, the word vehicle is in the language, and health officials say next year they'll have to enforce it. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.